Good morning and welcome to a special edition of Focus. I'm Terry James, joined by the very friendly Sharon Reason. She is the mayor of Keatsburg. And what did we just say? You've been in public service for the city of Keatsburg for 38 years?
32 years.
I'm sure you'll have 38 in, though, in about six more years. And I did invite you in today, Sharon, because the issue, anytime there's any tax issue, any change, there is confusion because it's a confusing thing. But what you've done is you have a letter that you sent out to all the residents of Keatsburg, right? Mm-hmm. And we just went over that off the air so that I understood everything. And first of all, tell me, what does the city of Keatsburg need to do coming up in November? What is happening at the November election date?
All right. They need to vote to form the fire protection district if they're for it or against it. And if it passes, then they will become a fire protection district.
So in November,
instead of a volunteer fire department.
Absolutely. Okay. And the reason why this has to be done is because you cannot collect a tax, and what we need for the increased costs for elite EMS, unless you create the fire protection district to do that. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
Now, anybody that has wondered if any money or any part of the budget for the city of Keatsburg Fire Department will need to go up, it will not. And Sharon, you told me that's because you guys will cover costs initially. Is that correct?
That's right. The city will cover the cost until the fire protection district actually receives the taxes from being a fire protection district.
So financially, it'll all work out in that way. And if people vote in November to create the Keatsburg Fire Protection District, they're then going to be asked to go to the polls again in April, correct?
Yes, and that'll be to vote for the ambulance referendum.
And that's the one that the folks in Seton are about to vote on, and the folks in Lido and Joy have already voted on.
That's right.
That's so we can have an ambulance serving our communities.
Yes.
All right. I don't mean to do all the talking for you. I'm just trying to put out the message, and it's just so confusing sometimes, these things. Have you gotten a lot of comments about this?
Yes.
It's a topic around town, isn't it?
Pros and cons, both, yes.
Hey, I wanted to compliment you. I have been out in Keatsburg enjoying the wonderful people there, especially at the fish fry.
Yes.
The boat and breakfast. See, I'm confused already. I was in New Boston for the fish fry, but the boat and breakfast. What did you guys have? 1,300 people, something like that?
Yes. They do a terrific job. And they have people come from all over. I mean, they come by boats, and the whole beach is always lined up with boats. And it was amazing. They had a really good day that day, too, to have it. And
I have to say, yeah, my jaw dropped a little because all of a sudden all these boats were coming from Iowa, and I ran down there and I said, hey, where'd you guys come from? And, you know, some were Muscatine and some were up and down the river, different parts. So really a nice job putting on that event. So
I think they even had one from Wisconsin.
Yeah, I heard about that. And that's just incredible. Hey, we'll take you wherever you're coming up and down the Mississippi. And I saw Jim Taylor got a picture of the band shell that's going up.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think Keatsburg's hopping. We're excited about it.
Yes, we are.
Sharon Reason, anything you want to add here about the referendum, the creation of the Fire Protection District?
Well, it's really important to get out and vote, and for the presidential election, too. But we have to go to Seton to vote now. And if anyone needs a ride, they can contact me, and I'll take them.
All right. That's very kind of you. And we have to do that now with some consolidation in the polls. So, Mayor Sharon Reason, it was very nice of you to come and spend some time explaining things to me about civics here today. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Terry.
You bet. And this has been Focus.